Tensions between the United States and Iran have been tightening over the past few weeks, reaching a critical point last week when President Trump says he stopped an airstrike at the 11th hour. The relations between the two countries, the first topic of discussion for John Brumma, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. Roby starts that conversation with a blunt inquiry.
Point blank question for you here. Are we going to war, the United States? Are we going to war with Iran?
No. You want me to elaborate?
I do. Why do you think we will not go to war with Iran? Tom Cotton, Senator from Arkansas, advocating for it. Donald Trump apparently goes right up to the brink of calling for strikes to happen and then dials it back.
Donald Trump is, forgive me, he's all bluster, all hat, what is it, all hat and no cattle? He's all bluster. He's all bluff. I said on here a couple weeks ago, he's a poker player who's got a whole lot of money and a big, expansive personality, and he's going to sit down, he's going to talk big, he's going to deal the cards, and he's going to have nothing, but he's going to bluff his way, and you can either fold or not. And he made this thing makes no sense. He says that early in the day, he apparently said, go forward with the planning. And he didn't know until time to say go, released the planes to take off, to ask, will there be any fatalities? And there would be 150, he was told, and he made the decision. I believe he is anti-war, anti-intervention. I believe he is mostly concerned about himself and getting reelected, and if he starts a quagmire in the Middle East right now, that complicates that equation. I also think he likes, again, as I said, to be the arson who puts out his own fire. And we've had seen it three times in 2 weeks, over Mexican tariffs and over the war and something else.
I'm pretty sure it was Korea is what it was.
Right, right. And it just, he makes a bold, no, we're going to round up and deport all the undocumented people next week. And then he says, oh, wait, we're not going to. Nancy Pelosi says she's got another idea. He puts out this bluster with certainty, and then he walks right up to the edge and anoints himself as the savior. I think it's largely a tactic. I also say he's not really the arsonist who starts the fire and puts it out, but he's the guy who really never starts the fire. He just lights a little kitchen match. And he says, I'm going to start something on fire here in a minute. And then it starts to burn his fingers, and he goes, oh, and puts it down. That's what I think he's doing. So I don't think he's going to do it. I mean, if he's forced into it by some heinous provocation, yeah. But not this. The remarkable thing is this story we're being told, that we're about to do it, and at the last minute we didn't. I wonder if we were ever going to do it. I once told the nation, Bill Clinton's got a lot to offer as president, but he's very indecisive. He once vetoed a bill and then had a state trooper fish it out from under the door so he could scratch out disapproved. I said, you can't fire missiles and then get them back. Trump is showing that you can pretty nearly do that. He says he has risen indecisiveness to his very essence. So no, I don't think that's going to happen.
There were two media interviews that he did in the last week, one with George Stephanopoulos, one with Chuck Todd. A lot of news kind of came out of that in terms of a myriad of headlines there. But I still question whether or not it changed the political dynamic at all with Donald Trump in terms of perception of the public. Despite all the numerous headlines, was there anything in there that any opponent's going to use against him that they didn't already have an arsenal of things to use against him? What's the point of being, I guess, for him to have avoided those harder-hitting interviews versus Fox News when the consequences really aren't there no matter what happens?
I think that's what he's learned, and I think the truth of the matter is he wants to give these interviews because he has this mistaken sense of his own persuasiveness, sort of like a preacher in that way. That he thinks, just let me get on there with Chuck or George, and the rest of you, Sarah, you've done okay, but man, I can do better. And Miss Conway or Kellyanne, let me do it myself. He has that kind of attitude, and then he just talks over, talks fast, inundates the screen with the same kind of bluster that we see, and nothing changed. We see. the Stephanopoulos thing was 30 hours with the president. We're hanging out with him. And we learned that, yeah, he's what we thought. That's the way he behaves. The Chuck Todd thing on Meet the Press yesterday, I will just tell you this, anecdotally. I turn it on, and he's interviewing Trump. And he's trying to, Todd's trying to ask a question. I'm not a big fan of Chuck Todd anyway. He's trying to ask a question. And Trump is leaning forward and talking over him. I said, I can't deal with it. Mute. I do not have time for what I know is being said there. And then when they went to the panel and he asked, I unmuted it. And Peggy Noonan is saying, this policy, this politics by our president of harum scarum leads to a point in which the public becomes averse to it. And I thought, this one just did, just what you're talking about.
You were the perfect illustration of that.
I think people are just weary of listening to this barrage of largely meaningless braggadocio and general verbosity.
Does that bode well for a Trump re-election?
No, or? That was Peggy Noonan's point, and I didn't used to be a fan of hers, but she tends to say some smart things. She said, there are a lot of people in the center who will look at the economy and they'll want to be for him, but they're going to be thinking, if he keeps giving these interviews, they're going to be thinking, I can't take four more years of this. They want somebody who's a little more circumspect. You know, he managed to tell the Iranians, hey, I'm afraid to attack you. That's the signal he sent. Hey, we were going to do this, and I chose not. Everything is too public, too indiscreet, too much. And I think that is a net political loser for him. His base loves it, but he needs more than that to win the election. And I think there's a quotient of that electorate in the middle that is concerned, that's just fatigued. I'm not sure Joe Biden lessens that fatigue much. But
and again, it becomes a binary choice at some point in time, and we don't know who the other choice is on the Democratic side, and that will be one of the things that we'll have to watch.
Roby Brock is with our partner Talk Business and Politics, and John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Brummett's columns can also be found at ArkansasOnline.com. There is more from their conversation, including the closing of a Central Arkansas icon at talkbusiness.net. And we extend our congratulations to Roby Brock. Yesterday marked the 20th anniversary of the start of Talk Business.